A North Carolina man was recently arrested in D.C. after firing a gun inside a popular pizza shop. He told police he made the trip to self-investigate a conspiracy theory about then-presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, the restaurant, and child prostitution. The incident, fueled by a fake news story and stoked by social media, was particularly shocking to a Philadelphia diner owner recovering from a somewhat similar, although less violent, experience at his restaurant. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports.
It was the morning after the stunning presidential election, and emotions were running high, especially in Mount Airy, one of the city's most liberal neighborhoods.
One of our servers unfortunately said to a customer wearing Trump hat and shoes, I'm glad you're not in my section.
Ken Weinstein owns the trolley car diner on Germantown Avenue. He says the customer stormed out shortly after the exchange, but it's what happened when she returned a week later that set off the storm. Weinstein says the customer moved towards the bathroom and then stood uncomfortably close to the server, who was working a different section of the diner.
When the server turned around to help a customer, ran into her. And she immediately, the customer started yelling and screaming that she was physically assaulted. Then she took the unnecessary and scary step of letting a friend of hers know, who was head of a group called Citizens for Trump and has 60,000 Twitter followers.
Weinstein says things accelerated from there.
Immediately, our phone started to ring to the point that I instructed our staff to stop answering the phones because the language was so scary and ugly and hateful. We had to take down our Facebook page because, again, the messages there, particularly for a family-friendly restaurant, were not appropriate.
Weinstein says the phone calls and emails have slowed to a trickle, but he remains concerned about what implications the episode has for the future, especially after reading what happened at the Comet Ping Pong Pizza Shop in D.C.
It's incredibly scary what's going on these days, that the internet and social media was something originally to be used to our advantage, and now it's being used to our detriment.
Michael Cornfield is an associate professor of political management at George Washington University. He says given the nature of social media, he wasn't particularly surprised that some Facebook posts and tweets led people to take things into their own hands.
In your business, you get assignments and you go out and collect information, and then you collaborate with your editors, and only then does it go out. But we don't have those gates or filters on social media. And so when there are times of tension and anxiety, which is the post-election atmosphere in the United States, these things are going to happen.
To counter that, Cornfield offers one simple solution.
We all have to learn that when we hear and see something on social media, it's raw, and we have to check and we have to wait for other people to check before we react. We all have to learn patience. I don't know how many more of these kinds of incidents there will be before that becomes a habit.
Before someone potentially gets hurt. Back at the diner, Weinstein says the incident hasn't hurt business. If anything, it's helped. He says the customer who did not file a report with police has been back at the trolley car without incident. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.